The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The presidential race tightening up, Harley.
Yeah, this is really kind of sad. This is the latest poll by CBS and the New York Times on presidential matchups. And I think one of the bottom line findings is that people don't like either one of them. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't like Hillary Clinton. Unfavorable opinion, 55% of the people about Trump, 52% say the same thing about Clinton. Their biggest problems with him seem to be they don't trust him all that much, don't think they are honest, that sort of thing. And in the meantime, they also found that Hillary Clinton would beat Donald Trump, but only by 6 points right now, and that Bernie Sanders, who has no shot at being the nominee, would beat Donald Trump by about 13 points. Now, this is different from a poll that was finished just last night at Fox. Fox said that Trump would beat Hillary Clinton. So we'll see where it goes. But obviously,
well, of course, you've got a campaign here, haven't you, as well? I mean, the Clinton campaign is very well oiled. So they've now got to battle it out and slug it out for months. And it's early times, isn't it?
Oh, it is. We haven't even really gotten started.
No.
I mean, supposedly the campaigns begin after the conventions, and they don't happen until almost summertime.
So that's it.
We're in for it.
They must be exhausted now. This Colorado theater shooting?
Interesting. The judge agreed, the jury agreed with the owners of the theater. You can't blame the theater for the actions of the man who invaded it, armed it to the teeth. Lawsuit thrown out in Colorado, the so-called Batman theater shootings, did leave 12 people dead. Dozens wounded. You can understand why they wanted to be able to sue somebody for some damages. But, you know, it would be sort of like suing Sandy Hook Elementary School for the guy that went in and shot all the children.
Yeah. Just as tragedy. And awful stuff. What's the story on Mickelson, Phil Mickelson, the golfer?
Phil Mickelson apparently made $931,000 that he shouldn't have made when he sold stock in Dean Foods. It was a trade, according to the SEC, on inside information. They didn't charge him with insider trading, but they are making him pay the money back. And the story goes that Mickelson owed a gambler money, that the gambler gave him the tip, and it paid off so that presumably the gambler could be paid back. I don't know how much they owed. They didn't tell us that. But if that's the case, the bottom line is he still owes the gambler a lot of money.
Yeah, and I suppose if you gamble and owe people money, you're happy to take any tip that might get you out of trouble. All right, Harley, you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for all your time this week, and we'll see you Monday. Harley Carnes in the United States of America, it's 8:30.